In June, the board voted to implement start time changes for the 2018-19 school year. It would have impacts on many levels and ripple through the entire district. The task force has evaluated the pros and cons of making a change and surveyed stakeholders over the past couple of years. Lauren Strand has a third grader and a PhD in developmental neurobiology. She, along with other developmental experts, was asked to sit on the task force to study the issue of later start times for junior high and high school students. She offered up a couple of options to the school board last week that would avoid a $1.6 million price tag.
The budget neutral idea is just to push all schools back 25 minutes. And the nice thing about that is it's a pretty small change, so it's a pretty easy thing to do. It wouldn't cost any more money. It gets people kind of used to the idea. It allows the board to show the community that they're making a step forward in the right direction to align ourselves with the CDC recommendations, American Medical Association, American Association of Pediatrics, so on and so forth. But, you know, one real big benefit is that it would also alleviate school buses on the 224 and 248 corridors between 8 and 9 a.m. And it keeps schools in the same order, you know, which is important for child care.
The other option would be to change start times to 8:15 for the Kearns campus and 9:25 for all other district schools. This would not require any more buses or drivers, according to the transportation consultant hired by the district to study bus routes. Opposition from teachers, staff, and students is percolating, and the board meeting opened with Student Board of Education Representative Kate Miller asking the board to reconsider making a change due to the input she has received from fellow students.
Every student I've talked to is pretty opposed to the start time adjustment just because they have to take into account the after-school activities they have and the fact that these activities are going to affect how much school they will be in. I'm sure if we held a hearing for the students that would be really beneficial because everyone has a reason and there's just so many reasons. And I feel like the high school students would be the most affected by this change. I also hear a lot of information from teachers about how it'll affect their days as well. I think that the high school students would be really responsive to an environment where they could share.
Board President Andrew Kaplan says the science is clear that adolescents need more sleep and they go to bed later because of their biological clocks.
We are, you know, continuing as a district to try to find a solution. You know, we have a very active community in terms of our high school, in terms of extracurriculars. And a lot of the pushback we've gotten from parents and students in the high school has been, well, if we start later, what happens to our sports, to our band, to our art, to our drama? You know, what happens to those activities and there aren't enough hours in the day? And I think we have to just be very creative, specifically around the high school schedule, about, okay, if this is something that is an interest of the majority in the high school, how do we offer the option so that it doesn't disrupt everyone else?
One consideration, Kaplan says, is to change the block schedule to a 7-period schedule, but it's not feasible for the 2018-19 school year.
You know, that's something that, you know, I don't think is physically possible for us to do. So we're going to have a vote on it. You know, the board will get together with administration and see what's feasible and we'll make an assessment. But, you know, the schedules for the high school are already done. So our ability to change start times for the high school or for other schools, you know, a lot of the daycare commitments and things like that for our younger students are already booked and scheduled as well. It's, you know, in order to do this, we would have to start now and take the next year to get it so that when the schedules come out next January, we'd be ready to go.
The school board announced they will vote to withdraw the June motion and once again postpone later start times for Park City's junior high and high schools. In their statement, they said that city and county officials have advised there are no viable solutions to the traffic problems on SR 248, and they can't proceed with the changes until the traffic problems are reconciled. The issue will be included in the master planning process, which begins in the fall of 2018. The board meets on March 20th at 4 p.m. in the district offices on Kearns Boulevard. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.